Why did you get into law enforcement?
That's a great question. I was going to school at Wayne State University in Detroit, Michigan. I needed another part-time job to pay for my tuition. The Wayne State Police Department happened to be hiring police cadets that would walk around the campus in uniform without a gun. It was a civilian position, and I took the job because I needed the money and started doing some ride-alongs and hanging out with the cops, and I thought, well, this is it. These are the greatest guys I've ever met, and this is a great profession because you're actually out there helping folks and making a difference in the community. And ended up out in Las Vegas and joined the Las Vegas Police Department and had a wonderful 29 years.
How do you view what's been going down with the protest and the way for some law enforcement have come off?
Well, let me start with what happened to George Floyd. What happened there was a tragedy that was absolutely excessive force. Police officers are not trained to take somebody into custody like that. He should have been fired, was fired. He's now going through criminal charges, and we're just going to have to wait and see how that works out. But you're not going to talk to any police officer that condoned what happened to him. And, in this country, when things like that happen, people can peaceably protest, and that's a good thing. They get together and talk about what happened and see if we can come up with solutions and protest what happened. But unfortunately, those peaceful protests, not only in Las Vegas, but all over the country, turned into riots, turned into mob scenes, turned into people burning buildings and really hurting people. And it turned for the worse, and that was very unfortunate.
How did you think things went with protest and law enforcement with regard to what we had go down here locally?
Well, as I said, they started out peacefully, and then they turned into riots. And at that point, it really got out of control. We had an officer that was shot in the neck. He's fighting for his life right now. Some officers had to shoot somebody because they brought a rifle there and pointed it at people, and they had to shoot him to protect themselves and people around. And it was ridiculous that these peaceful protests turned into mob scenes. And that's when the officer got shot, that's when I started putting out my opinion. And my opinion was to call for a curfew, get the National Guard down here to help these officers. I mean, I was in the I was an officer during the Rodney King riots and some other major incidents, and it is just taxing to be out there every single day as a police officer, getting spit on and things thrown at them, and they get worn out. And I wanted the National Guard to come out and help them put these riots down because people were getting hurt and buildings were getting burned. And it finally stopped. We haven't had it's been mostly peaceful demonstrations so far, but anything can light a match that can cause this stuff to come back, and we need to be vigilant. The police are the ones that protect this community, and we need to be supporting them 100%.
City Councilman Stavros Anthony's with us, 29 years with Metro. You mentioned the dude down by the courthouse with the long gun. I mean, this is a whole different topic, but obviously it plays into that incident. What are your thoughts on people walking around with those sorts of weapons?
Well, when you're having violent protests and people are getting beat up and buildings are getting and cars are being set on fire, the reason why somebody's going to bring a weapon to a situation like that is because they want to join in with the violence. And unfortunately, they had to shoot this man, but he shouldn't have had that weapon there because of what was occurring. I mean, you can't bring a gun to a riot. The only thing you can think of is that they're going to use it. So luckily that was the only incident. And since things have been quiet for maybe the last 5, 6, 7 days, we're hoping that it stays that way.
And you understood why so many people were like, wait, because, I mean, you just made your point clear on the long guns, but you understand from last week why so many people were like, wait, so this guy has the right to bring a long gun out there. You may not agree with it, but now we can't bring backpacks. I mean, that starts to border on lunacy when you start to think about it.
As far as banning backpacks?
Yeah.
Well, we actually, at the Las Vegas City Council, we actually voted last week 7-0 to temporarily ban backpacks at these protests until, I believe, July 31st. And the reason is people were using these backpacks to bring frozen bottles of water, rocks, bricks. They would put them in the backpacks. They would bring them there, and then they start throwing them at the cops and throwing them through windows. So we just decided, listen, if you want to protest, come on out there, bring your cell phone, but you can't be bringing bags filled with junk that's going to cause violence. So it's a temporary measure until things calm down. And so far, we haven't had any incidents since we passed that ordinance.